Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Mortals, give thanks and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice. Jesus the Savior reigns, the God of truth and love. When he had purged the stains, he took his seat above. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say. His kingdom cannot fail, he rules all earth and hell. The keys of death and hell are to our Jesus given. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, again I say, rejoice. He sits at God's right hand, till all his foes submit, and bow to his command, and fall beneath his feet. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this seventh Sunday of Easter. It's really lovely to have you with us. I hope that you've all had a good week. On Thursday this week, we celebrated the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ to his throne in glory. For 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus had appeared to his disciples. On the 40th day, he appeared for the last time before ascending in glory before their eyes to take his place at the right hand of the Father in heaven. With his disciples, we now wait for Pentecost and the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Like the disciples, we are given a short space to think about all that Jesus has done for us and to consider what that means to us and how we live our lives. And so we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. One day, as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners a great deal of money by fortune-telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God, who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had been given a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 97. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Zion hears and is glad, and the towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the lives of his faithful and rescues them from the hand of the wicked. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. A reading from the book of Revelation. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they will have the right of the tree of life, and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you, with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let everyone who hears say, Come, and let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift, the one who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, the first, the last, the beginning and the end. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus prayed, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This week we celebrated the feast of the Ascension of our Lord, marking the final appearance of the risen Christ to his disciples. In their sight he was taken from them as he ascended to take his seat at the right hand of the Father, where he reigns as Lord of all creation, and where he intercedes constantly for us with our Heavenly Father. His prayer for us in heaven is a continuation of the prayer we hear Jesus praying in our Gospel reading today. It is the prayer which Jesus began at the Last Supper as he prepared himself for his arrest, his crucifixion, and his eventual final physical departure from the earth. Today we hear Jesus praying for those he would leave behind. Jesus has shared his message of forgiveness of sins for those who turn to God with a spirit of repentance. He's proclaimed the presence of the kingdom of heaven in the world, and that all who are faithful to him and his teachings will know the love and peace of God. Jesus prays for unity between his faithful and him, and for unity among his followers, that all the world might know that God has sent him, and all the world might know the healing, reconciling love of God, which brings the peace of and hope that only Christ can give. This prayer of Jesus is his eternal prayer. It is the prayer which Jesus prays constantly for us and for the world at the right hand of the Father. It is his deepest prayer that we and all people should come to know the great love that God has for each one of us, a love which can transform how we see ourselves and how we see the world. Through the eyes of faith, we see all people as brothers and sisters, for we are all children of God. Through the eyes of faith, we recognize and uphold the dignity of all people, for all people are special, incredible beings, created in God's image. Through the eyes of faith, we are compelled to look for the good in everything and everyone, however deep it may appear to be hidden. Our calling, our challenge, is to make Jesus' prayer our own prayer. We are his disciples. He is praying this prayer for us. And as disciples of Christ, we pray that God will give us the grace to realize Jesus' prayer in the world, to work to promote unity between family members, neighbors, peoples, and nations. And this we do by loving others as Jesus loves us, by seeing all others as Jesus sees us, as children of God, created in his image, by always looking for the good in others. Then all will know that the Father sent the Son, and we will be one, not only with one another, but also with God, with Jesus Christ, our appointed priest, prophet, and king, who lives and reigns in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. Through your Church, may your glory shine in the world, making the faith known to all nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. Bring the nations to a greater mutual understanding. Restore peace and hope for all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring your word and love to all among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need, strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples, and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Eternal giver of love and power, your Son Jesus Christ has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, just like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gesrige, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you all with us. And I wish you all a safe, healthy, happy and peaceful week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.
Crown him the Lord.